This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the Group of Seven industrial nations have agreed on an infrastructure plan for developing nations to challenge China's global initiatives. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
President Biden's campaign to unify the world's democratic leaders to compete economically with China reached a turning point at the summit. Biden held talks with France's Emmanuel Macron, who was happy to have a cooperative ally after 4 years of a Trump presidency, which had strained Franco-US relations.
I think it's great to have a US president part of the club and very willing to cooperate.
Biden also met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who downplayed differences on China and a pipeline that would transport natural gas from Russia to Germany, bypassing Ukraine. Nevertheless, Biden articulated his support for the EU to handle its economic issues.
The European Union is an incredibly strong and vibrant entity.
Karen Chamas, London.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hinted Saturday that he would delay the date of June 21st for fully lifting restrictions in Britain as a result of the spread of the Delta variant first identified in India. In a series of interviews on the sidelines of the G7 summit, Johnson conceded that he has grown more pessimistic about sanctioning the next easing scheduled for June 21st, as the number of infections across Britain has increased to levels not seen since February. The British government has planned to take the next step in bringing England out of lockdown by removing all legal limits on social contact, including allowing nightclubs to reopen for the first time since the pandemic struck in March of 2020. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Separate bombs hit two minivans in a minority Shiite neighborhood in Kabul Saturday, killing several people and wounding many others. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
The explosions took place in a neighborhood dominated by the minority Hazara community. Similar attacks on buses there earlier this month killed 12 civilians. Kabul's police spokesman, Basir Mujahid, added that the explosions had wounded at least half a dozen people. Violence has been rising in Afghanistan as foreign forces withdraw from the country by September 11th. Efforts to broker a peace settlement between the Afghan government and insurgent Taliban have also slowed. It was not immediately clear who was behind Saturday's attacks.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Indirect talks between Tehran and Washington on reviving the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal resumed in Vienna Saturday, as the European Union said negotiations were intense and Germany called for rapid progress. The sixth round of talks kicked off as usual with a meeting of remaining parties to the deal, Iran, Russia, China, France, Britain, Germany, and the European Union, in the basement of a luxury hotel. The U.S. delegation to the talks is based in a hotel across the street, as Iran refuses face-to-face meetings. The talks' chief coordinator, EU foreign policy official Enrique Mora, who is leading the shuttle diplomacy between Iran and the United States, has said he expects a deal in this round of talks. Other envoys, however, are more cautious, saying many difficult issues are yet to be resolved. Saudi Arabia announced Saturday this year's Hajj pilgrimage would be limited to no more than 60,000 people, all of them from within the kingdom, due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The announcement by the kingdom comes after it ran an incredibly pared-down pilgrimage last year over the virus, but still allowed a small number of the faithful to take part in the annual ceremony. Only vaccinated pilgrims may take part. Each year, up to 2 million Muslims perform the Hajj, required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their lifetime. It is seen as a chance to wipe clean past sins and bring about greater humility and unity among the faithful. The Democratic Republic of Congo will postpone a series of tributes to its national hero, Patrice Lumumba, until January of next year due to an increase in cases of COVID-19. Lumumba was a Congolese politician and activist who served as the country's first prime minister before his assassination in 1961. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.